The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Second week in a row. I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Second week in a row, we have Pat Kelly, owner of Kelly Inspections Incorporated.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Another Pat. We have two Pats in the room again.
Yes, two Pats again. Yeah. Pat one, Pat two.
A couple of weeks late for St. Patty's Day, though.
Last week it was St.
Well, we missed it.
That was beautiful, wasn't it? I was there.
Yeah. Well, it's an enjoyable time of the year because we're going to see hopefully some beautiful weather in our future.
And green leaves and flowers and things like
green
that?
Green grass, yes, yes.
That means I got to start cutting the grass again.
And water the flowers every day.
Ugh.
Yes, yes. At least, now you remember, I don't have to write you a note every day.
As long as it's not snow.
All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. When you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live Webcam tab. And you can see what's going on at Dunmore Corners, jruddy.com. We have lots of useful things. If you go to the local links tab, there's all kinds of links to the local schools. There's a Megan's Law website. There's also an interesting tab. It's to the magisterial court docket sheet where you can look up histories of people, you know, criminal backgrounds of people for free. So if you're going to let somebody into your house, you should really know who they are. Or if you're in a new relationship, maybe you want to check them out too.
Or moving to a new neighborhood.
That's right.
And you want to check out who the neighbors are. It's worth the time and it's free.
Yes, free.
That's a plus, right?
That's my favorite word.
Yes.
Free.
Free. Pat Kelly.
Yes.
Owner of Kelly Inspections, Inc. You're doing inspections for almost 20 years?
Yes.
All right. Residential home inspections?
Yes.
Okay.
A home inspector can do up to four units. Nope. Anything over that is considered commercial.
Okay. And you do what type of inspections?
I would do a complete, thorough home inspection that should take at least 2.5 hours. And while I'm there, I would do a wood-destroying insect if they order it, a radon test. If I'm in a country setting, I would do a bacterial water or mineral and bacterial water testing for the well and the function of the well, and septic inspection. I don't do those now. I used to do them, but I, you know, recommend they have a septic inspection done while I am there.
While you're there. Okay. And then on the home, you're looking at all the structural mechanical items of the home?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the general property inspection?
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Last week, we talked about the cost. And for a residential home that not on septic, not on well, public systems, it's around 390?
Yes. That's with radon and termite.
And for how many square feet?
Up to 2,400 square
feet. All right. So larger would obviously be a little bit more.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So can anyone, any person, anyone out there that has some background knowledge in the trades, can they do a home inspection?
Well, a lot of people have a contractor or a grandfather or an uncle who is a contractor, and they say, well, they looked at it. But believe me, there's some tricks out there, things we're specifically looking for that might not be in the scope of what those people know. Okay, so you get a thorough, complete inspection on every item instead of if they were a roofer, you know exactly what your roof's like. You know, the relative might just have been a roofer, maybe an electrician. But they're telling me they know everything, and when I do an inspection after that family member has looked at it, I find just as much as I usually do, and they knew half or none of it because the person isn't experienced in home inspection.
You don't have to be licensed to be an inspector?
Only certified in Pennsylvania. You have to be certified.
And you do belong to national organizations.
Yes, you have to belong to a national organization that requires you to do 100 inspections before you become certified and take a national test and continuing education yearly. Yes.
Okay. Well, the agreement of sale that one enters into when there's real estate companies and realtors involved does say that the home inspector, there's a home inspection law, and that the home inspector should have a professional designation and a background.
Yes.
Okay. So in order to comply with the terms of the agreement of sale, Uncle Joe can't do it.
That's exactly right. If Uncle Joe does it, no one has to listen to him. He can tell you your foundation's falling, and the realtor and everyone in the parties can say, well, mine's worse than that, and it never fell. Nobody's going to listen to you, and you move forward. Mm-hmm. When you have a home inspector, it's like going to a dentist to get your tooth pulled. You're going to a professional. And when we say something is not right, it has to be paid attention to and checked further.
Okay. So what are... Other than that, what are some other common misconceptions the general public may have about you, your purpose, your work, your report, etc.? There's some things that, you know, you seem to come across regarding what people want to tell you and how to perform things.
I would say mostly the people who aren't believers are the seller. They don't like to be told that there are things that are imperfect about their house when they believed that it was. A furnace can be bad and no one knows it. There can be a leaking heat exchanger and you're getting carbon monoxide through the house. Nobody knows it. Things like that bother people because they're big ticket item numbers. You know, a lot of electrical was done by amateur workmanship. Maybe Uncle Joe came in and finished some electric for them and it's all wrong. You know, I feel that the people should have a safe home along with knowing exactly what they're buying. And that's part of it, checking the electrical thoroughly and making sure it's done properly.
You said we spoke off air and we were talking about the roofs and how you can determine if a roof is bad. How can you determine if a roof is bad just by looking at it? You remember that thing you were telling me about the edges too?
Well, first of all, I look at the age of the house and do my math. If we have a 30-year-old house, I say, well, the first roof probably lasted without hail damage or something, probably 22 years, and this is an 8-year-old roof. When I get near the roof, I'm looking for an 8-year-old roof. If it's not looking like eight, something else happened. It's either an original roof, and it's not good anymore, or there was hail damage and it was replaced, or a fire. Who knows what history was in the house. But, you know, we're looking for curled, cupping shingles, brittle shingles, areas that are worn, like a valley. A valley on a roof will wear before, an open valley before the shingles. We're looking at starter strip, everything done properly. How many layers of roof are on it? And, is the ridge vent on the top loose? There's many, many things. Have there been repairs? Do I see, instead of a shingle where it blew off, they just tar over it? You know, we find things like that and tell you exactly what condition it's in. And there's little tricks we use to talk about age, like, right, you know, the lowest in between the shingle tabs, it's where
the lowest, the first,
right by the rain gutter. Yes,
by the rain gutter.
If you can see through, if you can see between the shingles, you can see that drip edge. It's worn right through.
So you would say it's beyond. It's at its end.
Yeah. No contractor would walk away and say, "Don't replace that roof."
So okay. You can give an actual expected life. Left in the roof or whatever the furnace. You can tell them life expectancy.
Sure.
Okay. And then you. What about a cost to cure or a cost to repair or replace?
The report I have has a cost estimate area.
Okay.
Which are standard prices throughout the country. I'm not a professional in each separate item. I'm not supposed to give replacement or repair costs on anything because I could be wrong and I could be sending them down the wrong channel. Maybe have a professional come in if the furnace is at the end of its lifespan to get a price on how much that would cost. You know, I can give them a roundabout figure of what I say, what I know in my life experience, but they can also say, yeah, but that's not good enough. I'd rather an accurate figure.
Okay. We were talking about roofs there for a second. Now, say I'm Joe homeowner, mm-hmm. which I am.
Yeah.
And I'm looking up at the roof. How can I tell if the roof is old? What happens? Do the shingles shrink? What, yes. What am I looking for?
Yeah. Well, sharp edges on each tab. Okay. Each square shingle should have nice, square, sharp edges. And the shingles should be about an eighth of an inch apart from each other. If it's any more, as they age, it gets wider and wider.
They shrink up. Yes. They shrink. Like yeah, me. Like I'm getting shorter.
Me too. And the corners get round, and that is all kinds of visual evidence.
That's a telltale. So if I'm looking from the street with a pair of binoculars or something, I spot that.
Oh, yeah.
I say, we have a problem.
Yes. Like old toast up there.
So that happens before the shingles blow off into the neighbor's lawn, right?
I mean, no.
I mean, that's usually...
Maybe
that's
about the same
usually,
time.
I mean, then some people say, okay, I guess we have to replace the roof. But you have signs prior to that point.
Prior to leaking, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Yeah.
You know, oh, we don't have any leaks. We don't need a roof. A lot of people think like that. Why not say, okay, the roof's ready to leak. It didn't start yet, but it's going to within the next 3 years.
Yeah, I was showing a house a couple of weeks ago to the people, and we were looking at it. And like you said, the house is about 30 years old. I was looking at this roof. I said, that's a 30-year-old roof.
Yeah, designed for maybe mid-20s.
Right, and it was a big house. So if that's a big, I would off the top of my head, because it was a big house, I say, that's a $10,000 job.
Yeah.
So then we walked away from that one.
Yeah. Now, if I said $10,000 and it cost $12,000, I wasn't helping the people. Okay.
Yeah, but this was, it was big.
Yes. And you're probably right.
It was big. Yeah. It's a big one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amateur workmanship is a big thing that we're looking for, especially in the electric area. You know, then we get into safety items that I find a lot. Handrails,
right.
Uneven steps, trip hazards on sidewalks.
How many houses do you walk into? You got open junction boxes. You got knob and tube mixed in with new and old, and then there's no ground. It's
more than less.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you provide a guarantee or a warranty in terms of your inspection and your inspection report? Is there any such thing?
No. Well, it's like a snapshot picture of what the house is the day we look at it. Okay, I'm liable for gross negligence everyone is. If I didn't turn my head and see something and it's bad, it's my fault. Okay, but in Pennsylvania, there's a one-year liability statute that we're really not liable for anything over 1 year. Okay, but I would think if I failed or did something wrong, it would show up before a year.
Okay, so the several hundreds of dollars that someone would spend in terms of finding out
what they're buying,
what
condition mm-hmm. and of all the systems seems to sometimes help people literally save thousands.
I think it's the best money you'll ever spend, even if I find nothing wrong with the house. And that never happened.
That's peace of mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know that I've ever seen.
No, you
know,
never. But
even on a new construction, even on a new build.
A lot of times it leads to renegotiation. The problems we find that no one knew were there. And it helps people. I always say, if you can't afford a home inspection, if you're just winging it to get to this house, and a family member wants to buy you a first-time home buyer's gift, you know, a gift for your house, let them pay for the home inspection.
Money worth spent.
Yeah.
Well spent.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. They'll thank you for the rest of their life.
Okay. Good advice. With us today is Pat Kelly, owner of Kelly Inspections, Inc. What is your contact information, please?
My cell phone is the best way to connect me, and it's 570-499-3555.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Pat Devaney, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, I would. We have a two-family home at 124 North Bromley Avenue in Scranton for only $69,000. This side-by-side duplex has two three-bedroom apartments. It has separate utilities, including separate water, sewer, heat, and electric. It also has a nice deck and a great yard. This building is a lot of house for not a lot of money. It's perfect for the investor, or you could live in one side and let them rent, pay the mortgage and the taxes. That's a duplex with two three-bedroom apartments at 124 North Bromley Avenue in Scranton for only $69,000, and that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Okay, great. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for the last 30 days for single-family homes in the counties Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming. Median sales price for two bedrooms or less is $68,000 for a single family. Median sales price for three bedrooms is $104,000, and median sales price for four bedrooms or more is $175,000. In those areas, Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming, how did people pay for their homes? And this is interesting because cash is still very strong. 26% of the buyers paid cash. That's money they had laying around somewhere in an account and or under the mattress, wherever. 40% went with a conventional mortgage. That's the type that a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type of mortgage. FHA, the Federal Housing Administration type of mortgage, 17% of the buyers chose that. And 10% use a veteran's.
Wow, that's
VA,
a good number.
Yeah, that's climbing, and yeah. I'm happy to see that.
Well, they could get really 100%, right? Financing with that.
100% financing for our veterans. That's the VA Veterans Administration type of loan. And the other 7% used between PHFA, line of credit, owner finance, rural housing programs, that sort of thing. So, Wow. Yeah, that's good to see.
Big jump, big change, difference in price between a two-bedroom and a three-bedroom.
Huge.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
We're headed towards a break. We'll be back in a little bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy. And with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
How are you today? Oh, I'm a realtor, not a realtor. I love when people say realtor.
Realtor.
Realtor. There's no extra
there's
A in
no
there.
There's no A in there.
Well, maybe I want to become a realtor. How do I do that?
Well, you call me.
Yes, I would call you.
Yes, I have some experience in this and can guide people. There are certain things that one has to do. Obviously, we're not going to talk about all those things right now, but if you're interested in a career in real estate, you think you want to deal with sales, because it's sales, it's strictly commission, but you're a hard worker, you're frustrated where you are, you're in a dead-end job, you want to change, real estate may be the answer, may be the career you're looking for.
And people say, well, how much can I make? And I say, well, how hard do you want to work?
Well, the sky's the limit.
Right, and if you want to work and you're a go-getter, why get a salary when you can determine how much money you're going to make? It's by how much work you do. Just mm-hmm. got to show up. It's like life. 90% of it is just showing up.
And having the right office, right fit for you, right broker, hands-on, supportive, and can help. There's a lot to learn. There's so much to it.
And you have the experience and you're willing to share it with the people. I see it all the time. You're very good with the people in the office. You're very giving of your time. And you just, you're...
I could coach somebody, mentor somebody, and help somebody go from zero to, whatever. The sky's the limit there. We won't put a number on it. But as long as, it's... give and take, we have to work with one another. You put the time in, you'll see the rewards.
You want to change? Give us a call.
Right. Okay. Now, we have with us Pat Kelly, owner of Kelly Inspections, Inc. We've been talking with you the past 2 weeks about home inspections, and I'd like to pick your brain.
Okay, I'm
all
here.
Right. What tips do you have somebody, maybe a first-time home buyer that's out there looking for a home? You know, they're looking at location. Is it the neighborhood they want to be in? Then they're looking at the style of the home that they want. Then they're looking at the layout and the bedroom sizes and the bathroom and so on and so forth, that they may not be looking at some really big things that you as a home inspector look at.
Yes.
What else should they keep in mind as they're looking at layout, condition, location, price? What things do you see as a home inspector that shouldn't be?
Well, the first thing is emotions. First-time home buyers love the color of the fence. They love.
Yeah, they do. They do. Oh, and, I love the color.
And they'll put money down on the house and not care about the foundation, not care about that the roof is blowing off. I say leave your emotions at home until after the home inspection, okay? And before you put your money down, I recommend you use some common sense, logical things like foundation, electric. Are there ground fault outlets near the sink? Are there handrails on the steps? Is the porch falling off? But the fence is the right color. You love it, and you move forward. You know, I do tell young people, especially first-time home buyers, leave your emotions at home. And it's true. You know, there's so many things that can cost you unexpectedly, like a furnace or a roof, within the first 3 years that you didn't expect, and it can crush you. And that's what a home inspection is all about. We tell you exactly what you're buying and how long to expect from the different materials in the house.
Yeah, well, it doesn't only apply to buyers. If somebody's out there looking to sell a home, they too can have a home inspection and home inspection can performed and at their expense to see what you would find.
It's called a pre-sale inspection. People call who don't want any waves, unexpected items to pop up at a home inspection.
Smart. It's very smart.
Sure. They want to be ahead of it. And they do pay me to do a complete, thorough home inspection with radon, termite, a complete, thorough home inspection. So they...
This is a great selling tool, too. I mean, if I'm a seller of a home, I would say, I've also had this inspection, and this is what you can offer it. To the buyers, you could say, look, this is what was found. It was done by an independent guy here, and we found things, and we corrected them. I think that's a great selling tool.
Yeah, and the buyer could still have another inspector and another inspection if they want. And so that's up to them. They have the right to elect or waive an inspection, but it does show that the seller is serious about correcting whatever might be.
Yeah. And they're confident in their home. Yeah, they're confident that they have a solid home.
And I also recommend the moment you sign or find a house and sign your agreement with the realtor, don't wait a week before you hire a home inspector. I'm always booked for maybe 8 or 10 days. And a lot of times your contract says you only have 15 days to get this done. They call me and said, oh, I signed it a week ago. Oh, I'm booked a week and a half. They're not going to get me.
They have to go beyond that inspection time frame.
Yes, and that causes a problem too. So use your head. That clock starts ticking the minute you sign your agreement.
Okay. You talked about foundations before, and there was another thing that I found fascinating being on inspections with you. Water coming through foundations, it's very common around here. What are some of the common problems that would cause water to come into my basement?
Yeah, controlling water is the biggest, most important thing in a home inspection. Ventilating the attic, keeping water out of the basement, and of course, plumbing leaks. But water in the basement, as you asked, you know, if the grading of earth isn't proper, the water is running towards the house, not away from the house. And where is it going to go? It's going to run down
right
into the basement. Yeah, rain gutter downspouts with a poor grade earth system. It's going to feed the poor grading and fill your basement up with water. Okay. I think a dry home is a healthy home. We need water, but we don't always need it. Right. So, water control is everything. The grading of earth is very important. If you can't stop the water, if it's a high water table, which means the water comes up through your basement floor into your basement, a stream under your house, a B-dry system will help. There's always a way to fix it. Okay, I'll tell you if that B-dry system is put in properly or if you need one. I would recommend that. There's many, many things with water control.
Something that you pointed out on a home inspection a while ago for us, we had a house that had the staircase to the basement, and I'll never forget. And actually, I do point it out to people when I'm showing a house. The basement steps were open. So there wasn't a riser, but there were the
treads.
Right.
Right.
So you had pointed that out as a safety issue.
Yes. It's called not childproof. A baby or a toddler can lay on that step, fall between the steps. Their head is bigger than their body. Their head gets lodged in there, and there's nobody around to help them. That's the kind of thing we're talking about.
Right. Well,
after you did that, you told me about that. I went home and screwed a piece of plywood onto the back of my steps.
Immediately,
I did it.
Sure. Accidents happen when you don't expect them to. And it's my job to tell you where they can happen.
That's something you would, I would never have thought of on my own.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right?
Amazing.
Uh-huh. So there's simple fixes, easy fix, quick fixes you know.
And I'll make a little recommendations on how to fix them, you know, to keep things moving, get you into your house if it's the right house for you.
Oftentimes, people that are purchasing a home are using an FHA type of loan, mortgage, Federal Housing Administration. They have they often have the appraiser also slash inspector come through. A lot of times people have the notion, misunderstanding, that that's their home inspection.
Yes, that's true. Oh, I'm getting it inspected. It's an FHA loan. They come through looking for safety items. They do not do a thorough home inspection. There's nothing close.
There is a difference between that FHA appraiser inspector than there is a qualified home inspector, which you are.
Exactly.
So because you comply with the home inspection law, you have your certification, you're part of the national organizations that you need to belong to in order to be a home inspector. So, and you have so many hours under your belt.
Continuing education. And it goes on and on.
And it goes on and on. And you've been doing it almost 20 years.
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of times buyers think that because they're going with an FHA, they do not have to have a qualified home inspector. Mm-hmm. They think that the FHA, and the FHA doesn't do what you do. They don't open every window.
No.
They don't check every outlet.
No, they're looking for safety items that are general, like peeling, lead paint, handrails.
Ground fault
outlets, the electrical system specifics, and anything that shows up on a camera that looks like it's falling off the house.
And they turn on the boiler and just make sure it works. They don't actually inspect the boiler.
Yeah, I've never seen them do that.
They don't. They're not going to look up a chimney.
A lot of times, too, sellers aren't living in the house any longer. They've moved out of the area for a job, so on and so forth, or bought another house in a different area. They turn off the utilities. You can't do an inspection without utilities, right?
No. The utilities
need to be on for you.
You can do it if the buyer agrees to it, but what happens when they turn the water pressure on and there's a possible burst pipe in the middle of a wall?
On the second floor.
Yeah, and it just activates when they turn the water on. You know, I say have everything on and operating before the inspection.
Well, the agreement of sale says that all utilities will be in. So, but I know it's overlooked a lot of times. And then sometimes, how often does it happen to you when you get to a property to do the home inspection and the water is not on and the heat's not on?
Yeah, agreed. And if I turn it on and something happens, it's my fault.
Right.
It has to be put on before I get there.
By the owner or a representative
someone.
Of the owner,
yes.
Right. Yep. Yes. Right. So, right. All right. Well, we had 2 weeks of fabulous discussion with you, Pat Kelly, Kelly Inspections, Inc. May I have your contact information, please?
My cell phone number is 570-499-3555. That's the best way to get a hold of me.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Pat Devaney.
Yes, that's me. We have a wonderful getaway home, a 3-bedroom chalet-style home at 17 Golf Course Drive in the Thornhurst Country Club. I just like the sounds of that, you know. In the Thornhurst Country Club in Goldsboro for only $78,000. This home is on the golf course at Fairway 3. I don't golf, but it sounds pretty good. This home is in great condition. It has central air conditioning, a fireplace. Inside the community clubhouse is an outdoor pool, tennis courts, and, of course, private security. So if you're looking for a weekend getaway home on the golf course, give us a call about 17 Golf Course Drive in Goldsboro inside the Thornhurst Country Club for only $78,000. That's listed by Kristen Barone of our office.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. We need listings. There is no question that the inventory
is low.
And there's certain areas and certain price ranges that we're really looking for. We have buyers that are looking for a house. We have a tremendous lineup of ready able, willing buyers. We just can't find the house for them. So if anybody's out there thinking about selling their home, this might be the time to do it. Inventory is low in certain price ranges and certain areas. So give us a call. We'll be happy to help you. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.